Most of the people practicing remote viewing on the streets today are either my students or students of my students, he said. This was true, although many of Ed's former military associates eventually set up their own training schools after the unit's closure. Ed ran a campaign implying that all the other secret psychics were psychically inferior to him. It worked. While Ed's house in Maui is in a fabulously opulent gated community near the beach, some of his former colleagues, like psychic Sergeant Lynn Buchanan, are compelled to struggle through as computer engineers and so on. Lynn Buchanan is a legendary figure on the UFO circuit, but his gentle personality has denied him the opportunity to carve himself a niche in the increasingly cutthroat psychic spying private sector. Prudence wanted Ed to teach her how to be a psychic spy, but Ed didn't have any openings, she said. He was booked solid for 2 years straight. Everybody wanted to be a psychic spy like Ed Dames. So she settled for second best, an Atlanta-based lecturer in political science. His name was Dr. Courtney Brown. Courtney Brown's credentials were impressive. He may not have been a top-level military spy, but he was an academic from a well-regarded university whose vision statement, as outlined in their prospectus, was to excel at discovery, generate wisdom, instill integrity and honor, set standards followed by others, be sought and prized for its opinions, and make discoveries that benefit the world. It was amazing to me, said Prudence. Dr. Courtney Brown was just about Ed Dames's very first ever civilian student. Then he set up his own training school, the Farside Institute, in Atlanta. I was in Atlanta. I was living in the only city outside of L.A. where you could get training in remote viewing, so I signed up right away. Dr. Courtney Brown is handsome and clever, doe-eyed and tweedy. Having taken an 8-day one-on-one psychic spying course with Ed Dames, he began teaching his version of the Dames method to scores of students. He and Prudence became great friends. She ran his website and his diary. Together they sat in Dr. Brown's basement and psychically spied on their favorite targets, aliens and mythical beasts and so on, the same fantastical things that Ed Dames used to remote view inside the military unit. In July 1996, Prudence got a call from Art Bell. His millions of listeners had gone crazy for Ed Dames and were keen to hear anything related. Was Dr. Brown available to appear on his show? Every day was a new adventure, Prudence told me, but this was the greatest adventure so far.